Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. On this episode, I want to talk about how Patek Philippe announced their first female president in their history. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I'm actually sitting in my old stomping ground in Beverly Hills, right outside the Montage Hotel. It's a Thursday. It's actually cold out. It's gray. I kind of like it, man. Reminds me of England. Most people would be, like, horrified because it's cold, especially in L.A. But it's really nice. There's a nice chill in the air, and awesome scenery. There's an awesome park outside of the Montage Hotel. I remember I used to sit here for hours, and when I started blogging, this is kind of where I started blogging 10 years ago and made relationships that have will last a lifetime. And you know, I've met some amazing people here, and the owners of the Montage, the Firstman family, they're incredible. I haven't seen them in a little while, but whenever I do see them, they're amazing. They're always nice to me. They're always supportive. And it's just a great backdrop to do this podcast. So I hope you're all having a great week. And I just wanted to talk today about how Patek Philippe on May 1st announced their first female president in their history. Her name is Lisa Jones. She's a 16-year veteran with the Henry Stern Watch Agency. The Henry Stern Watch Agency is the subsidiary for Patek Philippe in the United States. And so, you know, Lisa was actually the vice president of the Henry Stern Watch Agency, and she was promoted on May 1st. The former president, who left May 1st to embark on a new chapter in his life, his name is Larry Patinelli. I wish him only continued success and only the best in his endeavors. But this is an incredible feat for Patek Philippe. You know, especially a brand like this, arguably the most powerful brand in the world after Rolex. You know, it's a big deal within the watch community. It may not have any significance to the consumer, but I think it will in the long run, because you know, women think differently than men. You know, women can be assertive and can be aggressive and can be get the job done just as good as any man. But I think what they add to the table that most men just can't is, you know, that feminine touch, or that sort of emotional touch that a man may just not have, you know, naturally. Some men have it, some don't, but it's nice. I'm so happy for Patek Philippe. I'm so happy for, you know, the Henry Stern Watch Agency. I'm incredibly happy for Lisa Jones. I think it says a lot about Patek. It says a lot about the way the brand has evolved, the way it's grown, how forward-thinking they are to hire a woman to, you know, really bring their brand to the next level. You know, Patek Philippe is on fire. If you look at the brand right now, you would say, well, I mean, aside from the, you know, the president that just left, Larry Patinelli, wanting to move on, I mean, the brand's on fire. Some of their models are going for double, and they're not cheap to begin with. I mean, a lot of their models are the most sought-after watches in the world, and you're looking at watches anywhere, you know, from 50, 60,000 all the way up to a million. So, to me, you know, you would think, you know, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. But, you know, this is truly a testament to, you've got to understand as well, these brands in Switzerland, where all these brands operate out of, even though the, you know, Henry Stern Watch Agency is a subsidiary, they get their direct orders from the Swiss. And, you know, Lisa Jones will be, you know, the president for the U.S. market. But still, you know, she's overlooking that market, and she can probably ingest new life in it in a different way and have a new spin on it, and, you know, offer new ideas and things that, you know, maybe a brand like Patek Philippe was never open to before they'll now be open to. You never know. I'm interested in seeing how it goes. I think it's wonderful for the industry. I think it's wonderful for the brand. You know, there's some people who probably wouldn't agree with me. Because at the end of the day, she doesn't design the watches. But, you know, she does have influence over, I'm sure, what can come to the U.S. market and what sells in the U.S. market, what doesn't sell in the U.S. market, what the trends are in the U.S. market. You know, I'm sure she'll focus more on the women's segment as well. They just designed the Patek 24 for women, I'm sure, and into a round collection. I'm sure that will further evolve. And I'm sure, you know, she will bring that awareness to the brand because she's a woman, you know, like just by her being a woman and maybe by that getting some attention, maybe more women will pay attention to the brand as well. So I think it's a good thing. I know change is always tough. I know I hate change, but in the long run, in order to evolve, you need to change in order to grow. So I'm very curious to see how this will unfold. I'll be happy to work with you. You know, I do work on a $150 consultation fee that gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls. And then if you proceed to work with me to want to buy a watch, I will deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Check out my website, www.amitdevhonda.com, where you can listen to a podcast, you can watch a video, you can read my, you know, world-renowned blog, you can check out Kingsley 1945 Watches, which is a brand I distribute and I'm very proud of. We make, you know, 500 watches a year for the world. They're all made to order. They're made in Providence, Rhode Island. I'm a distributor for the brand, and they're built like watches in the $5,000 range for under $2,000. We can do unique and individual touches that no other watch brand can do for very nominal fees. So definitely check that out. You can also look at my section for pre-owned watches called Amit's Corner Shop. I have some of the best watches in the world on there. They're all with box and papers. They're coming from very reputable sources, in excellent condition. And I hope you have a great weekend. And until next time, rock on, fly back, and stay happy.